Welcome to podcast number 4 of the Balance Challenge, Standing Balance Challenge, that is. We're going to start a little bit differently this time. We're going to start all the way down in Child's Pose. So come down onto your mat, hips onto the heels and forehead towards the earth. You can have the arms forward or back, just letting the back stretch out, round out, closing the eyes, just taking it slow. Let the mind be still. This is where our balance really starts anyway, inside the mind. So just let yourself be close to the earth, getting grounded. Inhale yourself up into table position. Lengthen spine, knees are hip width, arms are shoulder width, and the navel high, keeping the spine flat. So you're squeezing through your core. We're going to use that core strength today in our standing balance series. So you're squeezing the core, and you're going to work into cat and cow. Pull the navel in, round out the spine, tucking the chin. All the air is expelled. Hold that position. And then dropping the belly, inhale the eyes and chin up. Good. Peeking the tailbone high. And exhale, round out, squeeze, navel high, round. And dropping that belly down, inhale, eyes and chin up. Good. And one more round or two. Just keep going in your cat and cow for a moment, stretching, getting each and every vertebra awakened. Good. And then in the next few breaths, you kind of close out your round, and you'll ultimately come into a nice flat spine. So navel high, squeezing to the core, steadying, and take it into downward facing dog, up into your downward dog, just getting some warm up in, because we're going to work into some lunges here, so we're going to need to get that body stretched out and the legs lengthened. While you're in downward dog, bring that left leg way up into the sky, sink that right heel towards the mat. And leg on down, bring the right leg all the way up high, good, squaring the hips, right toes, facing to the earth, heel to the sky, and leg back on down, you're back on to 4 points in your downward dog, good, extending out through the crown, lengthening through the spine, and dropping down into table, down to child's pose, rounded out easily. Good. Up into table, bring the left foot forward between the two hands, slide the right knee back, take it into a low lunge. So you're into your low lunge, left knee's over the ankle, right knee is back, you're breathing, steadying. Good. So you're getting your hip flexors stretched out, which we'll need for that high lunge in a moment. And let those hands come on down, straddling that left foot, fold over the left thigh, heel out, toes back. Toes back towards you, just getting a nice deep hamstring stretch here. Good, and then gently roll forward. That left foot's into the earth, curl the back toes, squeeze that right thigh so you're lifting the right knee off the mat, awakening that stride. Good, and then right knee down, left knee back, you're into table. Big toes together, knees out to wide, V, child's pose, wide angle child, opening those hips. Good, these are all stretches that are going to help us out when it's time to start standing and balancing. Inhaling back up into table, let's take that right foot forward this time into your low lunge as you slide that left knee back and inhale the torso up, stacking shoulders over hips, stretching out through the hip flexor, breathing. Inhaling, vision up to the sky. And exhale, even neutral. Let's straddle that front foot with both the hands. Right heel out, toes back. Good, easy breath. Stretching down deep through that calf and hamstring. This is mini Parshvottanasana. Crown is towards the right toes. Inhale, come on forward onto the right foot. Curl the back toes. And you're lifting that left knee off the mat, getting your stride. Good. That's it. And left knee down, right knee back. And you're going to work into your downward facing dog. Come on up into downward facing dog. So, breathing, steadying. Now we're going to need to get that left foot forward between the two hands. So it's different how you want to do it. You might want to drop the right knee and then step the left foot forward. Or if you feel like you got a good stride, you can bring your left leg way up into the sky, into three-pointed downward dog, and then step that left foot forward in between the two hands. So anyway, you get there, left knee over the ankle, and start and you're going to come up into your high lunge. So either your right knee was on the ground and it's coming off now, but you bring your torso up, so you got your shoulders over your hips and arms straight up to the sky. You're working on getting that right knee over the ankle, and left knee's over the ankle, and your left thigh is parallel to the earth. Easy breath, steadying breathing, and get the arms out into T-shape formation. So the back heel's towards the sky, shoulders over hips and arms out into a T. You're squeezing through the core, lifting to the pelvic floor. You're breathing. When you like, inhale, vision up to the sky. Be careful here. Easy breath. And dropping that chin steady. Draw the hands into the heart if you're able. Close the eyes. Good. Open the eyes. Good. Draw the arms out to a T-shape, palms facing forward. Good. And arms up to the sky. We're going to get a big step into Ardha Hastasana. So we're going to step with that back leg, bring that right knee in front, arms straight up to the sky. So you're now standing on that left foot, shoulders over hips, right knee like 90 degrees towards in front, and you're breathing. Good. Then you're going to get those arms out into a T-shape. We're going lateral here. We're going to swing the right leg back, coming into Dekasana or airplane pose, arms out to a T. You want to try and work on getting that right heel as high as the head. Work on getting the spine perfectly parallel to the earth. You're squeezing your core. You're breathing. We're going back up to where we came. Right knee in front, arms on up, shoulders stacked over hips. Hold steady. Good. Circle those hands around to the heart. Comfortable place. We are stepping that right foot all the way back. Step back into that high lunge. Good. Arms to the sky. Take a deep inhale. Exhale both hands down to the earth. And either softening the right knee or just stepping directly back into your downward facing dog. Come back into it. Good. So you're up high into downward dog. And we're going to need to come forward with the right foot. Again, this time you can drop the left knee and bring the right foot forward, or just swing that right leg way up to the sky and step it on forward. Any way you get there, you'll lift that torso up and you'll come into a high lunge on the other side. So that means now you've got your right knee over your ankle, your shoulders up over the hips, squeezing to the core, and you're squeezing that left leg. Good. Hands to the heart and arms out to a T-shape. Good. So this is also a balance. Squeezing through the core. Vision up to the sky. And dropping that chin to a level place. Draw the hands into the heart. If you feel comfortable with it, come in to close the eyes and internalize that whole posture. Nice, easy breath. Good. Open the eyes. Draw the arms straight up into the sky. Palms are facing one another. We're going to step, big step into Ardha Hastasana, or half upward arm pose. Push with that back leg. Bring that left knee in front. Shoulders back over hips. Easy place. Good. Nice and tall. Drop the arms out to a T-shape. We're getting a nice transition. So we're going to come forward with the torso, swing the left leg back into Dekasana, get that nice transfer of weight. Hold. Remember, we got to come back up with it. So here we go. Torso back up, left knee in front, arms out to a T or straight up to the sky. Ultimately, they'll come all the way on up. Good. Circle those hands around to the heart. Let's step that left leg way back. Right knee over the ankle, landing safely back into a high lunge, arms on up, and draw those hands down, straddling that right foot, and either soften that left knee or just step way back into your downward dog. Easy breath. Good. And we'll get one more round in here. Coming up onto the ball of the feet, tailbone up high, into downward dog. Yeah, and then let those heels go back down. We'll get one more lunge series in with a, this time we'll put a warrior three onto it. So we're into downward dog, and we're bringing that left leg way up into the sky. Yeah, or any way you need to get there for your high lunge, bring that left foot forward, torso up, and you're up into your high lunge. Shoulders over hips. Vision up to the sky. Bring the palms together. Palms together. Vision to the sky. If you feel comfortable, close the eyes. Good. Gently open the eyes. Separate the arms shoulder width. And we're going to go directly into warrior three. So here the arms will stay straight. Straight out in front. So push with the back leg. And then drop the torso and those arms go straight out in front. And you're breathing, steadying. Try and keep the hips square, squeezing the back leg. Good. And from here, we're just going to drop those hands to the earth. Let that right leg go way back. Let the left leg go way back. And you're back into your downward facing dog. I'll give you a moment to catch up and get there if you need. And then bring that right leg all the way up to the sky, or however you're going to enter into your high lunge, start making your way. So you'll get that right knee over the ankle. You bring that torso up to the sky. Perfect place and space with it. Bring the palms together. Eyes up. Close the eyes. Good. Become nice and still. Perfect. Quieting the breath. Slowing it down. Open the eyes, separate the arms shoulder width. The arms stay like rods towards the sky. Take a deep inhale. Push with that back leg. Get that spine parallel to the earth. Lengthen out across. You're squeezing that left thigh. You're breathing. That bottom leg is lengthened. Remember, keep that leg straight. Good. And then from here, we'll just dismount down, hands down to the earth. And you'll land that left foot. You'll step that right leg back. You're into downward dog. Good. Tailbone up high. And on your exhale, soften the knees to the earth. Land it back into table and child's pose. Just give yourself a few breaths. Quieting, steadying. Taking it slow, seeing and feeling inside. Good. Hands on either sides of the knees. Bring the crown up towards the sky. Palms together. Thumbs to the Trikuti point. Finding that sweet balance point within. And drawing the hands down to the heart. Closing out our little balance lunge practice today. Namaskar. Good one. Namaskar.